This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, it's like a tailgate, right, like a tailgate party. They've been out there, in the, you know, with the trucks open on the steps of the Capitol, drinking since the middle of the day, got the tents up and everything else, and all of a sudden, let's go vote on this. Absolutely, sure, I'm for it. I'm just kidding. They drink all day, and we know it. Thank you, Dave. Have a great weekend. Ian McNulty joins us now. Speaking of eating and drinking, he covers food and dining culture for the Times. Speaking of you, New Orleans Advocate, it's our favorite time of week because it means it's Friday and it's time to eat and drink and talk to Ian McNulty. By gosh, how you doing, Ian?
Oh, Tommy, pleased to be here because it does mean we've made it to another, the cusp of another weekend. And I have to say, midnight votes, if someone is not opening a bar room called Midnight Votes in Baton Rouge, somewhere near the state house, they are really missing the vote on that one.
I think you're right. Tell me what's going on. Where you been eating? Where you been drinking?
Well, it's the thick of summer, Tommy. So I'm chasing some restaurant happy hours, trying to give a little different verve to a slow summer. And I've been doing a little happy hour hopping, not just for the drinks, but some great food specials. Finding some fun stuff along the way. One of them involves martinis and meatballs. I think you and I have talked about this before.
I've seen olives in martinis before, but a meatball, you would think it'd get a little greasy.
Oh, actually, I have seen that, and that is gross, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about martini and meatball, each keeping their own place on the bar there. You and I have talked about this before, though. This sort of a good dining gambit that I've been after during the summer, happy hour hopping, the two-course happy hour, kind of pairing up restaurants that are ideally very close to each other, that have good happy hours that kind of intersect, and instead of just having a snack and moving on, you can go from one to the other, make a progressive dinner out of it. A banging little combo I found downtown, Desi Vega's Steakhouse. Desi Vega, that name is familiar from around the area now, but this was his first place on St. Charles Avenue, but Lafayette Square.
Used to be Ditka's, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yep, good memory. Mike Ditka's.
Let me just interrupt for a second. They had a dessert at Ditka's back in the day that was supposed to be a cigar that was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen put on a plate. I don't want to go any further than that, but you know what I'm talking about?
I do. Yes, I do. And it resembled a lot of what the Ditka era served up on the gridiron.
Wow, there you go.
Yeah,
Ian
I would go that far. Sure. Yeah. The page turned there a long time ago. It's been Desi Vegas for a dozen years. I was shocked to remind myself. But the bar there has a great happy hour with an extensive menu. And I paired up a martini with some blue cheese stuffed olives with a plate of meatballs and another dish of kind of steak chunks and fried shrimp, a little party style. Surf and turf action. The meatballs at Desi Vega's are sort of a sleeper hit. They're on the lunch menu as a meatball po' boy, Mrs. Barber's meatballs. When a restaurant puts a woman's name in front of a dish, you know, it's usually a tribute. Often it's You know, if it's an Italian dish, just get it. You know, if it's known as eggplant or, Aunt Marie's lasagna, they're saying something about that dish.
Well, you hope it's a tribute. You hope it's a tribute. Yeah, well, you hope they're not assigning responsibilities. Hey, look, blame Barbara for these. Right? I mean, you hope it's a good thing.
Yeah, there's a flip side, I suppose.
Hey, let me interrupt for one second. Let me invite the audience in here at 504-260-1870. I neglected to do this earlier. That's the Oakmanar Jeweler talking text line. Don't ever text and drive, but if you've got any questions about eating or drinking, 504-260-1870. And I'll throw out there, Ian, just as one of the questions, the many that we'll have today. Who's got the best meatball in town? Where's some of your favorite meatballs? And we'll see what people say. But go ahead, please.
Okay. Now, I'm going to pick that one up in just a second, but I want to finish this two-course happy hour.
Sure.
Start at Desi Vega, and then directly across the street, diagonally, well, you've got Herb Saint. I don't believe they have a happy hour. Mm-hmm. But next door to that is St. John, Eric Cook's restaurant. Remember, mm-hmm. he was in the French Quarter, and then they moved last year around this time to the old Le Chat Noir Cabaret spot on St. Charles Avenue. They have a beautiful bar right up front, big windows facing the streetcar line. You can see Desi Vega from the bar. You know, these two look across each other like Capulets Bob. You know where I'm going with that.
Bob's Burgers and the other one, the restaurant across the street.
Sure. And the St. John happy hour, the reason I like it, Tommy, is it's not just, here's some wings, here's some fries. I mean, it's like a bona fide restaurant menu. Just served up at happy hour prices with like a $5 martini and $7 house wines. But we had a bowl of mussels with frites that was a meal into itself. We had tuna crudo. We had these muffalata bruschettas. I mean, this is all on the happy hour menu. These are dishes that are like $10 or less. So if you can manage the time, you know, that's the trick. You got to get in there early. Clock management, something Dick also wasn't great at. You can really assemble not just a good value, but a fun meal.
A lot of bitterness with Ian McNulty and the Ditka years as Saints head coach. Can you notice that, Tim Zimmer? Not you notice the bitterness there coming out of you, and rightfully so.
His era was when I was trying to learn to be a fan of football and the Saints because I was kind of late to the game. Yeah. And let's just say that wasn't the greatest entry point.
Yeah, he was a little bit late.
One more.
He was a little bit late in a lot of ways, too. But go ahead, finish.
Indeed. One more on the happy hour hop across town. I got to mention Oak Street. Oak Street actually has a ton of great happy hours. But two in particular for food, there's a restaurant called Sukiban. It's a Japanese restaurant. Looks like a sushi bar, but it's a little more specialized than that. It's a pretty upscale, expensive proposition, frankly, but it's one of my happy places for a splurge. But if you go for their happy hour, good deals, they kind of package things together, you know, rolls and a drink, whatever it might be, at a good introductory price, a really good, like, easy, low-cost way to try it out. And then a couple blocks down Oak Street, Agua Santa, sort of an upscale, casual Latin American Mexican restaurant. Not traditional Mexican, but a lot of Mexican flavors worked in different global ways. Excellent cocktails at the bar. They have a good happy hour all on its own with nice dishes for like $8, I want to say. You get a couple of these, full dinner, easy. But then they have this special deal where they'll give you a dice or a die, just one die, and you roll it, and if it comes up a 6, the food's free. There's all kinds of caveats.
Where's that?
Kinds of caveats built into that. It's called Agua Santa. It's on Oak Street, straight down the street from the Maple Leaf and Giacomo's. Same block as those landmarks. But I thought that was a really interesting way to promote happy hour. Like, hey, roll the dice. You got a 1 in 6 chance that the food's going to be free anyway, not the drinks. And there's all those other caveats that you have to build into any free offer because sometimes free offers make people just, even reasonable people, become awful with the temptation of free. But so they've got some rules to manage it. But nevertheless, roll the dice. You get a 1 in 6 shot of getting those appetizers for nothing. But it's perfectly good on its own and worth building a happy hour outing around, even if you're paying full freight, which you aren't because it's happy hour. But that is also a good example of just the lengths to which restaurants will go in the New Orleans summer to get your business. I mean, they're offering to pick up the tab for your food because they really want people to come through the door. And that's I can't hammer this message home enough. We're on the brink of culinary. That's going to start in August. We'll talk more about that when it gets a little closer. We can see the menus. But every dime, every minute you spend at these restaurants and bars around the area, especially in the areas that kind of depend on tourism, it matters more now, and it will make a difference. Don't think for a second that it won't, because even two people coming in for dinner can change the contour of the night for the business, and particularly for the people taking care of you who live on tips. It really will make a difference. So go out and be as generous as you possibly can, knowing that things are tough for everybody. But
let me call a timeout on the meatballs thing for a second here, because let's go back to Eric Cook in St. John. Y'all, you really need to go to NOLA.com because you can see the pictures of the food that Ian is speaking about, of which he speaks about there in, you know, however you say that. But you're talking about crudo. What is that?
It's crudo. It's just Italian for raw. It's just raw fish, but not just raw fish slapped on a plate, dressed up nicely, but lightly, as we all should be in the summertime in New Orleans. Dressed lightly, but nicely. Think of it as a linen suit for dressing raw fish. Just some oil, some seasoning, some spices, sometimes some herbs. You know, it'll change day to day, preparation to preparation, whatever they got in house. Crudo is by far my favorite way to eat fish. It's, you know, if you've had, you know, it's fancier sushi, basically. Mm-hmm. It's just that the brilliance of that raw fish in pristine condition, with a few things to accentuate it and dress it up.
Now, from what I'm looking at, it would appeal to me if they could ball that up, dip it in some breadcrumbs, and fry it. Then you'd have something going for me. I'm not a raw fish guy. Tell me about the bruschetta, because the bruschetta looks delicious as well.
It's Tommy Tucker's crudo fritto.
There you go. Yes. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, name it. TT's crudo fritto.
So what about this bruschetta?
Yeah. Imagine you're at a cocktail party and somebody comes around with a platter of these things. It's basically a deconstructed muffalata. Mm-hmm. Instead of being on the puffy muffalata bread, it's the, you know, the Italian meats, the cheese, olive salad on a slice of crusty bread with some sesame seeds over the top to kind of imitate that puffy loaf. It's just like kind of a bite-sized muffalata. Mm-hmm. That's not your standard sort of grocery store Mardi Gras party tray mini muffalatas that we all know and love. Just a little different flex on that.
And what's the deal with the French fries and clams, it looks like? What is that?
Those are the mussels. Mussels cooked in a sofrito, topped with fries. I mean, that's what I'm saying, Tommy. That's a full meal dish. A lot of people look at that and say, boom, it's dinner, $10.
Right.
Give me a $5 martini on the side. I'm a happy man.
That's why I wanted to bring it up, because it looks to me like a meal. That's, and I know Eric wants people to eat entrees. I understand that. But that's, man, get out, do something. Have fun, right?
I've left happy hour hopping with leftovers. Let's put it that way. Yeah. You know, some of these places, they're quite generous with the deals and the food, and it's and the drinks.
We'll pick up meatballs when we come back. Somebody texted the name of the place to roll the dice for free apps.
Agua Santa. It's on Oak Street. If you're familiar with Latia in Metairie, fantastic Mexican place.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
This is their sister concept.
I can imagine Robert De Niro spinning the, what is he, blowing a dice in casinos? Is that what he does? Make sure he gets your free appetizer. We'll take a break.
De Niro and Deer Hunter, too, for that matter.
Yeah, so, I didn't even think about that. We'll take a break and pick it up here. We come back with Ian McNulty, 504-260-1870. Yeah, questions about eating and drinking or just comments about where you ate and drank, we'd love to hear from you. That's what we do on Friday mornings here on WWL. So there you go. That was the Who Are You game, and I couldn't text back to tell the people that are texting in. It was the aforementioned Mike Ditka. Now, let's talk about meatballs. Miss Barbara is Desi Vega's mom, as I understand it. People are texting, and I asked who's got the best meatballs in town.
Yeah, I've got a few ideas for you. I had a little think on it on the break there. And if, you know, if you've got Desi Vega's mom, Barbara's recipe over at Desi Vega's, check out this construction.
All right.
Scott Craig's wife, Stephanie's mom's recipe for meatballs.
I know Scott Craig, his wife, Stephanie's mother.
Yeah, that's right. That's her recipe for meatballs. Exactly. At Francesca's in Lakeview, or Katie's, kind of the sister restaurants to each other. That's a terrific meatball and kind of a sleeper one, one that doesn't get as much attention as it deserves. But there's some other great ones out there, including some I've had recently. There's a new place you and I have talked about called Pulcinella. It's on St. Bernard Avenue down by the 7th Ward past like the Circle Food Store. It's an Italian restaurant that is new but feels very old school. And upstairs they have a lounge where they do like burlesque shows and comedy and stuff like that. So it's a great like dinner and a show combo that you and I have talked about before. Pulcinella, a killer meatball. I always get one when I'm there. And here's another one that I think more people should know about. Mimi's. It's down in Chalmette. Yeah. They do a meatball with this, they call it mozzarella fondue. It's basically mozzarella. The cheese has been sort of not liquefied, but turned into like a fondue kind of dip that's over the meatballs. And it's just great. And Mimi's has been around for a while. It's sort of like the upscale casual place for Chalmette and St. Bernard. And was taken over a couple of years back during COVID by a bunch of guys who used to work for Emerald. So they're real pros, but they haven't changed too much, but they've just kind of sharpened the edge and made those meatballs just extra. And then you get your classics, you know, Mosca's over the river for me, through the woods for most people. And don't sleep on Rizzuto's. Their meatball is like a signature there. This is the steaks, but it's an Italian steakhouse, and you just watch the waiters go around. Most of the tables are starting out with a meatball. And then just the plus size, the supersized meatball. I know I'm listing a lot of meatballs here, man, but I'm passionate about it.
Well, no, but you know what? It seems as though that's a relatively recent development, because I can never remember restaurants really having meatballs before as an appetizer or an entree. Is it a relatively new thing? Somebody texted in, Charlie's Restaurant in Violet has the best meatballs.
Sure.
Is that a relatively new thing, Ian, meatballs?
No, I don't think
the concept, but I mean as an appetizer or something different.
I think it's stepping out into the spotlight more. I think that's
what
you're seeing.
Yeah.
Instead of just being like the spaghetti and meatballs is there for the, you know, the kids or the kid at heart or whatever. It's like, oh yeah, people are really into this. It's just, you know, give it the attention it deserves. The last one I wanted to mention though, Gianduza's. Think of the bread, but it's you know, it's the same family eventually, but this is Troy Gianduza's restaurant in Kenner in Rivertown. This is a place that feeds you twice. I mean, these meatballs they're literally softball sized. But it's not just about the size. It's the texture, the flavor, the different meats in there. Terrific. So there's your meatball tour for a hot July afternoon.
Yeah, and I'll throw mine in, which would be, and I always get the name confused, and I'm looking it up right now to make sure I say it right, Tower of Pizza.
Oh, sure.
Metairie. Mom and pop place, you walk in, it's like an old time New Orleans place, but they got a great meatball as well. I think they get some very good pizza too. Speaking of which, somebody texted in and said, give me some restaurants that have good pizza that I can take out.
Oh yeah. Well, the golden age of pizza right now. Let's try to go around the horn. If you're in New Orleans, it depends what neighborhood you're in. You know, Tommy, there was a time when people were pleading, like, could we just have one good New York style pizza in New Orleans? You know, and now there's a plethora. You know,
can I jump in one more second here, real quick? I hate to interrupt you, but with everything Ian is about to say, and no disrespect to the stockholders or the employees or anybody else, but to default to one of the big three kind of pizza things, really, you don't have to do that because you got a lot of choices, right?
Yeah. This is one of my pet peeves too during football season. Everyone thinks about
that's why
pizza.
I wanted to get that out there. I just wanted to say.
The companies that can afford to take out ads during pro football games of mozzarella being pulled and fresh hot delivery and all that, like when you get it, it's always disappointing. So just make the extra.
The big three crappy pizzas, what I call them. No disrespect,
sure.
But go ahead,
big pizza.
That's what it is. It's big pizza, Ian.
Yeah, I shouldn't say
that, but Tim, you got to start my car when we leave because big pizza's liable. Go ahead, Ian. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Now, if you're in the city, the game changer from the start was Pizza Delicious down in the Bywater. But, the best pizza has to be nearby. You make a pilgrimage for pizza, but, there's lots of places that you can dot around to now. If you're a little further uptown, Z's Pizza, Z-E-E, fantastic.
Wait, New York style, or did we move on from
that? Yeah, no, this is New York style.
So we got Z's. Where is it? Z Pizza?
Yeah, Z's. It's by the Martin Wine Cellar on Barone Street, uptown, and a couple blocks off of St. Charles.
Where was the first one you said about the New York style?
Oh, that's Pizza Delicious down in the Bywater.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, you can go around the horn. I mean, if you're Metairie, that's Amore Pizza. That's been real good. And Tower Pizza, you said it earlier. I mean, that's like the classic, red plastic soft drink cup pizzeria that people remember from their youth. But here's another good one for you, Mojo Pizza. This place kind of snuck up on me, but it's quite good. It's Mojo spelled in the sort of
A-U-X.
LSU, go Tigers, kind of Baton Rouge-y kind of way. But trust me, it's good, despite the naming convention.
And all of those are still New York style you talked about.
Yeah, that's right. That's Amore. Their thing is you can do both ways, right? They've got New York style. They've got the thick crust pizza. And while we're on that topic, Midway. There's one we don't talk about enough. Midway Pizza. It's on Ferret Street. And their meatballs are fantastic. They have a meatball pizza there, Tommy.
meatball pizza?
Yeah, meatball pizza. It's sometimes you get meatball pizzas and it's ground up meatball. That's good. That's fine. I like that. Sometimes it's slices. These are meatballs that are cut in half. They look like cannonballs shot into the cheese. And this is not a traditional Chicago deep dish necessarily, but it is a thick crust pizza. It's definitely a deep, not a Chicago style necessarily, but a deep dish pizza for sure. And the meatballs there are terrific. They do a thin one too.
Somebody texted in Magazine Street, New York Pizza. What's that about?
Yeah, Magazine Street. Yep, that's off of, you can guess where it is. It's
Magazine Street.
It's not always a gimme in New Orleans, though.
I'm no Ian McNulty, but I would guess Magazine Street. I'm just saying.
Well, then you got Laurel Street Bakery, which is on Broad Street, so go figure.
I said I was Ian McNulty. I said that. I don't think it was.
This place is near Napoleon, near Miss May's. People staggering out of Miss May's at, 4 in the afternoon. You go get a slice at Magazine Street Pizza. It's kind of a Mardi Gras time favorite, too, because, right there on the route.
Well, let me move on a little bit, if I can, because somebody texted in about exotic-type pizza, and automatically I would think Mark Twain on Metairie Road because they got some different kinds of things there. What about exotic pizzas?
Exotic pizza.
I hear you.
It's not my jam, I got to admit. I go more classic. I don't think things like shrimp and seafood in general, really. I don't really want that on my pizza, unless it's a clam pizza. I can go that way. Dominica, Pizza Dominica, sometimes they have a little clam, garlicky clam action going on. Mona Lisa down in the French Quarter. They do a kind of a seafood pie. That's pretty good. I can get my mind around that. And then, just the total retro flex, Tommy, for pizza of that style is Louisiana Pizza Kitchen. And yes, it still exists. I know you're thinking of this from the 90s, but it's right there in the River Bend, next to a La Madeleine, which is like a 1-2 punch of 90s nostalgia. You just go in there, you want to start like making jokes like Seinfeld that don't kind of go anywhere. And
Riverbend by
roll it up the hem of your jeans. That's how 90s it is.
By the bank, whatever the bank, right in that area by Oak Street.
Well, I'll tell you where it is. It's where the river bends. You see, it's where St. Charles Avenue hits Carrollton. Cooter Brown's is over there.
That's what I was talking about.
Cangilia Grill. All of our landmarks.
He was a smart ass about it, but okay, that's fine. No, that's good. Somebody wants to know about baklava. Where do you get some? Oh, by the way, let me just jump in for 1 second here. And I texted you. I don't know if you saw it or not. But I went into the roastery, which you've spoken about on Terry Parkway. And this is not a paid endorsement or anything else. I went there on a Saturday evening. This was a happening going on in there. I had no earthly idea that place existed or what was going on behind those walls. Tell people about the roastery.
Glad you brought it up. It's an amazing spot. It's a Middle Eastern food emporium. It's not a restaurant per se. It's an old fashioned market, really, for the delights of the Middle East: roasted nuts, roasted coffee, amazing. Well, you said it, baklava. I mean, that's the place. That and Turkish delight. These are laid out in different varieties, like jewels in a case. I mean, it's gorgeous. The presentation is wonderful. Then it's everything from that to like penny candy and really fine chocolates. It's one of those places where whenever I mention it and people go, I get feedback on it immediately because it's like such a find. You're not going there for a meal. You're going there for things for your home. And I bring it up for the holidays often because it's the kind of place where you go, you get a couple of things, then you deploy those on the, on the buffet table or the dessert table or whatever, people woo and ah over. So, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. That's a good one.
One of those places, Ian, where you walk in and you have no idea what's waiting for you on the other side of the door. Would you agree with that or not?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's just something, man. Go ahead.
Until you go. Yeah. No, until you go. And then that's one of those places that's sort of locked in your mind.
Exactly. Give me some more places like that, since we've ventured into that territory. Some other places where it's like, okay, it seems like kind of still on the outside. Then you walk in, it's like, holy moly, how have I missed this?
Yeah, well, the international markets all over town are like that. Mm-hmm. Here's another good one for you. This is, going into a different part of the world. But Golden City, it's an Asian market. In Metairie, off of Severn, there's like a, this is a weird landmark, but I think it used to be the Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yes.
Over there. It's near the Whole Foods.
Yeah, where they put the left turn thing where they had.
Yeah, exactly. Right. How's that for a New Orleans conversation? Where the chain Buffalo Wings restaurant used to be.
And where they put the left turn thing in.
Well, you go into this store, Tommy, and I get from the street, doesn't look like much, I feel like most people know about Hong Kong Market over in the West Bank. It's like the Asian food superstore. This place is a little more quiet, a little more low-key. You walk in and it's like, bang, and you're surrounded by flavors and different products. And then they have, in addition to all the, the stuff they're shipping them from overseas, the specialty foods, the fresh stuff, they're making food. They're making banh mi sandwiches, Vietnamese po' boys, and making little spring rolls, all these different treats that you can grab and gobble in the car or bring home. Another one, going back to the West Bank, is called Crescent Market. It's off of Lapalco. This is another Middle Eastern market that has...
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's a great bakery program, great fresh pita.
It'd be between Wall and Belchays Highway, right?
Yes, yeah. There's like a cluster of Middle Eastern businesses over there, including like a shawarma restaurant that they built out of, I think it was a former Sonic or something. Not a Sonic, but a... One of those former.
Yeah, where they put that left turn thing in.
Yeah, right there.
They actually did put a left turn thing in there, as a matter of fact. But go ahead. Somebody wants to know about Roomba. You've been to Roomba in Metairie?
Roomba, yes. This is in Metairie. I believe you and I have talked about this before. This is, when you talk about what it used to be, right? Mm-hmm. This used to be the Radio Shack in Metairie. Okay. Now it feels like you've gone down the coast or maybe to the islands. It's if you're familiar with Avo Tacos, they're in Port Orleans Brewery and on Chapatula Street. The same people who run Avo Taco, they have a string of successful restaurants actually up in the Northeast in New York, outside of the city, New York State. But they're big on New Orleans. So they have New Orleans roots here, and they built out Roomba to have more of a presence. And it's based on some of the stuff that's been successful for them elsewhere. It's they're not trying to be authentic mom and pop Caribbean. They're not trying to be authentic mom and pop Mexican, but they're rolling on a lot of those different flavors in a kind of beachy atmosphere that goes big on cocktails, rope swing benches, cool kind of nautical, beach shack atmosphere right there in Vets. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those places where when you walk in, okay, we're suddenly very far from Veterans at Memorial Boulevard, and we were somewhere closer to the beach, at least in our minds.
Is there a mizzen mist?
In our cocktail glasses.
Is there a mizzen mist?
Mizzen mist? I'm not sure about the mizzen mist. I haven't done a mizzen mist inspection.
Okay. Just wondering. Ian, a pleasure as always, my friend. All y'all got to do is Google Ian McNulty, and you can find out everything you need to know. And what you got planned this weekend? Eating anywhere we can find you?
Yeah, I'm. This is a weekend. I'm gonna do a little relaxing in my mid city neighborhood. Gonna go visit some of my favorite bars. This is a really slow weekend before football, even preseason football. So like the little neighborhood bars are pretty slow. I gather a few friends together and we just go on a little mid city bar crawl. That's what we do. This is the weekend for that. And throw some money to the bartenders.
Stagger home. Good for you. Thank you, Ian McNulty. We'll take a break. Right. Come back. We're going to talk with John Stillers, Chief Strategy Officer for Second Harvest Food Bank. They do a lot of good work. There has been a little bit of, I hate to say controversy, but I just want to clear all of that up and make sure that you understand that there are a lot of people in this area that need a lot of help, and you can help them through Second Harvest Food Bank, 943 Traffic Now, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.